I need to tell you a secret. It's already too late for you. As soon as you heard my voice, it was over. You see, my voice has something special. It permeates minds, makes them open to suggestion, makes them crave my approval. You clicked a link, pressed play, and just like that, you are mine. You may think I'm joking and that it doesn't work like that, but soon you will realize. You'll find yourself thinking about me at random moments, a little voice whispering to your thoughts. At first, that voice will be pleasant and soft, like a lover's touch, reassuring you, coaxing you into thinking that I want the best for you. My voice will be the one to lull you to sleep, and the first thing on your mind when you wake up. I will be your imaginary friend, a closely kept secret that you won't trust with others. Then I'll start playing with you. I'll wake you up at 3 in the morning with lustful dreams and ideas you won't be able to get out of your head. I will make you pant, a hand between your thighs, desperate for release. I'll help you, of course. I'll say all the things you want me to hear. I'll tell you to come for me, and you will. You will thank me. Of course you will. During the days, you will hear me constantly. You'll be at work or trying to chat with friends, and suddenly I will start describing in great detail how I want to force your legs open, leaving a trail of hickeys along your inner thighs, and assault your pussy with my mouth until you are nothing but a whimpering mess beneath me. You will try to make the thoughts go away, but eventually you'll have to excuse yourself to the nearest secluded place to take care of your pathetic needs. You will come back, breathless and disheveled, and everyone will know what a slut you are. And during the nights, I will forbid you from wanting anything else than to be fucked senseless. You will rub your clit and finger your pussy until your hands tremble with exhaustion, until your wetness soaks your hands, and no amount of washing can take away the smell. Soon you will stop going outside. You will stop meeting people. You will barely even sleep, enslaved by your primal need to relieve that ache in your clit. I will make you insatiable. You will give yourself to orgasm after orgasm, even when it hurts, even when it becomes more pain than pleasure, and your moans are replaced by cries of agony. The thing is, every moment not spent trying to pleasure yourself will be a nightmare, a hellscape of sensory deprivation. Everything that you once liked will be meaningless. Your favorite food will taste like ash in your mouth. So you will keep making yourself come over and over, each release more difficult, more painful than the last. Eventually, when either your hands or any toy that you own will have stopped helping, you will beg for it to stop. You will actually beg, like one begs for their life, with every fibre of your being. You will beg alone to that voice in your head, and you will cry sweet tears of despair for me. You will hate me. And yet, you will ask for advice. And so, I will plant a new idea in that empty head of yours. Something you'll be sure will cure you of your addiction. If you fuck enough people, if you defile yourself enough, maybe I will finally be satisfied and set you free. You will go out, barely clothed, put yourself on display, your tits, your ass, your pussy. You will make a show of fucking yourself in public places just to get some attention, offering yourself to random strangers. You will beg for any fingers, any tongue, any cock to fill your holes in any way they want. They'll abuse you, you know. People are like that. You'll give them everything, and still they will take more. They will paint your body with their cum. They will write on you all the disgusting things you let them do for everyone to know. Some of them, those who are the most like me, they will play games with you. They will put a knife under your chin and make you choose between an orgasm and the right to stay alive. You will be known as the fucked up slut who always chooses to come. And all this time, you will hear my voice praise you, degrade you, threaten you, all to mold you into a perfect fuck doll. A free use slut, too broken to say no, and too grateful to be taken advantage of. You see, I don't care how many people end up fucking you. I don't care how desperately you suck them or lick them. I only care about owning you. And at that point, you will be owned entirely. You will be nothing. You will be fuck meat. You will be my puppet. I will be your owner. I will be your god. I will never be satisfied with you. I will never let you go. I will laugh in your ears while they violate you. For now, though, I'll just be a memory in the back of your mind. And soon enough, not a single corner of that mind will be yours anymore. Goodbye.